top stories on ABC News. The Prime Minister has convinced two state governments to sign a new health funding agreement, but other premiers are refusing to join. The federal government has offered an extra $30 billion for the public hospital sector over the next 5 years. So far, New South Wales and Western Australia are the only states to agree. A nail-biting week for global investors has seen the Australian share market lose around $87 billion in value. The All Ordinaries Index lost 4.7% this week. The plunge on the local market follows a slide in US stocks amid fears of rising inflation, which could trigger interest rate hikes. A woman who's made a complaint of inappropriate behaviour against former Melbourne Lord Mayor Robert Doyle alleges she was groped as her fiancé and future stepdaughter were nearby. The woman alleges Mr Doyle repeatedly touched her inappropriately at a Melbourne health event in 2016. Mr Doyle has vehemently denied the allegations. And officials, athletes and fans are gathering for the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. 35,000 people will pack into Pyeongchang Stadium to watch a unified Korean team march under one flag, while one of Australia's strongest medal chances, snowboarder Scotty James, will be our flag bearer.